Hello and welcome to another episode of Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind. And tonight we have myself, Nick T, Nick C, Marie and Faye.
Hello.
Hi.
All house tonight.
Yeah. So, tonight we haven't really got a set topic. So
No Googling.
We are going to just talk about the week's news and maybe some of these Chinese weather balloons and all that malarkey.
Aliens, Nick.
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens.
Love aliens. Extraterrestrials.
Dear me.
I love pancakes. It's pancake night.
Pancake day. Yeah. Have you had one?
No, later on. Ice cream, maple syrup.
I don't like pancakes.
I don't like pancakes.
I don't.
You know? No. Not even on pancake day.
Not even on pancake day.
That's terrible. Anyway, you found a Dybbuk box, haven't you?
Yeah.
No, it's not a Dybbuk box.
We knew.
You've opened it.
I'd rather not say where I found it from, just in case, you know, there's somebody out there that actually knows something about it.
Yeah, I said to her, what she has done is opened it in her house. That was clever.
Mm. Well, I bought a box that was very ornate and very
pretty.
Sort of special looking, if you like. It was something a bit different.
A bit scary.
A little bit different. A bit gothic-y, isn't it? Don't you think? A bit gothic-y.
Yeah, I like it too.
And I took the lid off it. Mm-hmm. And I thought initially somebody had just, you know, chucked a load of crap in there.
A bit of potpourri.
Yeah, exactly.
A bit of soil, a few nails.
But in reality, what was in there was, have we discerned whether it was soil, sand, ash, but there's something in there.
Yeah, it looks
definitely a spal.
It looks like a spal, isn't it?
I wonder if it's graveyard soil.
Had some old nails in there, a couple of old nails.
There was soil or ash or something like that. Mm. Nails.
Three
rusty nails.
Significant.
Yeah.
A lot of petals, weren't they? Well, flower petals.
Yeah, but they were dry, weren't they? Very brittle, like a... Mm.
But they could have been in there a while.
A potpourri.
Like
are we sure it wasn't just potpourri that had gone off?
Could have been, I suppose. Yeah,
a bowl of potpourri.
You'll soon find out. I mean, Marie,
I know you don't normally have nails in potpourri, but you know. And there was
when you get home and all your kitchen doors are open and things floating about, you know, it's a bad idea.
Stacked up on your kitchen table.
I sage my house way too often for have anything like that going on. So
nothing that powerful, will tell you.
Nothing. So yeah. So, needless to say, that's gone in our little collection of curiosities that we have.
Oh, yeah. Take it out of the house and bring it to the room, isn't it? It doesn't matter there. It'll be all right.
No. Yeah.
So, I've watched a six-hour documentary on Flat Earth this week.
You love it?
Well, I had it on. I slept for 5.5 hours.
Ooh, just Flat Earth.
You just woke up at the interesting bit when...
The Earth was flat.
Jesus popped in.
Oh, that's the only bad thing, isn't it? Here's a question I wanted to ask you about the Flat Earth. Mm-mm. Nothing too deep or nothing. What about
it, though?
The age of all this stuff we find in the pyramids and Stonehenge and stuff. What do Flat Earthers, Nick, think about the pyramids, Stonehenge? How they're supposed to be like? I don't know, they're saying 10,000 years old now, the pyramids.
I think they're older.
So don't Flat Earth, as if they're all God believers, which
no,
I think they are.
No, well,
don't
no.
you think the Earth's only 3,500 years old?
No, 6,000 years, don't they?
Or 6,000?
Yeah, they do.
So what about a 10,000-year-old pyramid?
I don't.
Right.
I don't believe that. I believe that it's there's pre-civilizations. Who built these?
I do believe pyramids. You know, in the Facebook page, you've got a question in there about Flat Earth.
Okay, what is it? Do you know what it is?
I haven't got the phone. I haven't got my phone with me.
I forgot to nick that out.
Is it flat? Is the Earth flat? Is that what it says?
I don't know.
I'll be honest with you, I've watched
was it any?
Too much rubbish on it. And every picture you see from all these buildings, mountains, it's all, the horizon is always flat. There's no curvature on it.
You get, are we doing the podcast on flat Earth? Because Marie and I haven't a clue, have we, Marie?
I haven't, to be honest with you, the only one I've watched.
We need to prep.
I don't know an awful lot about it. I just think it's round and that's it. And I don't know why. I guess it's just because that's what we've always been taught. And everything, yeah. And the globes, or you know what I mean? It's what we've always been told.
Only when you say we, you're on about the people sitting on this table. Because my mother, who's 75, was taught it was flat when she was in school.
Yeah, that was only brought in, wasn't it? In 1958.
It went out of the encyclopedia.
Mm.
There wasn't an exact date when it was cut out.
So where if it's flat though, Nick, where's the end of it?
There isn't an end. Well, there might be an end somewhere, but people, it's just, people, I can hear people switching the thing on now.
No, I need to send Marie that video that I sent.
I think that there's more land the other side of the ice wall.
Antarctica,
which goes all the way around, like they do. But people, you know, when you'll see pictures on Facebook of an ice ring and then a cat knocking something off the edge of it or something like that. Well, I don't believe that it's just the ice ring. I believe that there's extra land outside, on the other side of the ice. Admiral Byrd, who flew an aeroplane over Antarctica, has done a television interview where he tells everybody that there's extra more land, green land, lush, great land over the ice wall. And he flew over there in his aeroplane, and I don't know when it was.
And is he the only ever person that's flown over there?
There's no fly zone.
No, I don't know. To my knowledge.
Was he in a warplane?
Yeah,
he was in a warplane.
The military was, yeah. Did missions down there and stuff.
So why can't people go and have a look at this supposed land through the?
This is the question.
Depends on what you think. If it's, I haven't got all the answers. People think I've got all the answers, but I haven't, because I can't remember all the stuff. I've all the questions people ask me, I've looked into, and I'm happy with what I've found is the answer, but I can't recite all the answers off. But I believe that there's extra land, and that's where extraterrestrials come from. The extra land, extraterrestrial means land. The extra land, that's where I think they come from.
Do they not think there's a portal that side as well? I've read something about that.
I don't know. They said this. I think they've reported a hollow Earth, and he flew into it in his aeroplane, he said.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
That's probably what it is. That's what he reported. He flew into this hole in his aeroplane.
I think you're wrong there, because the aliens are living below a mountain in America, where they were allowed to stay by President Eisenhower when he signed the treaty.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Possibly.
Yeah.
When he pretended he was gone the dentist.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's loads of strange things.
That was good. What's that this week?
Back below the sea.
But for his great-granddaughter to admit to it that he did it.
Mm.
It's definitely
tells
something,
you something,
it,
doesn't
think,
it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, like this week, they've been shooting down a Chinese balloon, and then they're trying to make people think that this is shooting down some, like, UFOs, aren't they? They try and let people believe. So it's gone from a UFO crashing in 1947... in bloody Roswell, to being a weather balloon, to now shooting down a weather balloon, and it being the giant put out, it's a UFO, because they kind of been quiet over it. But there has been the supposedly the pilots doing an interview. I've seen.
Why? Why do? Why? As far as I was concerned, they said that they were shooting unidentified objects out because they didn't know what they were at the time. But since then, I've read reports that say that they now think that they're coming from a private company rather than anything sort of government.
From China?
It never mentioned China. It just said, I think what they were trying to insinuate that it was something similar to the Chinese balloon, that somebody, government from somewhere else, was sending these unidentified objects over. I don't know whether for spy reasons or whatever, but now having shot a few down and examined them, they were saying that they thought they were more coming from a private company rather than a government. But I haven't kind of got the impression that they're trying to make us believe it was any kind of alien ship or anything.
Media are doing that, aren't they? It's the media,
The media have interviewed the pilots. Well, if the government are not saying anything, why would they allow the pilots to give interviews? And
what are the pilots saying? Are they insinuating that it's an alien craft?
No, the one I've seen is saying it was a balloon. But I don't know, it's just all confusion. They're just trying to confuse everybody, aren't they?
For a change.
But it's weird, is the going down the UFO route. I know they haven't said it's UFOs, but they're kind of implying it. And all the people, now people who have been banging on about UFOs for years, them are the people now are saying, no, hang on a minute, that's not UFOs.
But for terminology reasons, a UFO is just an unidentified flying object, isn't it? I mean,
they don't even call them UFOs anymore.
I mean, that's just an unidentified. It just means that there's something that's flying that they don't know where it is. It doesn't really insinuate that it's an alien craft of any kind, does it? It's just saying that it's unidentified. No. So I suppose.
First of all, they didn't want us to believe.
And now it's.
Now they do.
Now we just shoot them five times a week.
So what do you think the reason is they want us to believe in it, then? What do you think that reason is?
I think I know what the reason is.
Because the Earth's flat.
Not necessarily, because it's flat. But the only thing that would bring the whole planet together would be a threat from somewhere else in the universe.
Oh, right, okay.
And they want a one-world government. One world army, and if we have an invasion from somewhere else, then all the armies
are threat, though.
Why
do you think they're going to be a threat?
4th of July, have you seen that?
They can beam me up anytime I'm ready.
No, but if it's a fake alien invasion,
a fake one,
fake
they like
one.
Fake
I
things,
don't mean
things
a,
don't
I don't mean, a, I don't mean a real bona fide one.
Oh, right, okay,
but you know. Other side of the ice wall, I think maybe that's where that's where the elites could live. Possibly, I don't know.
Nothing the other side of the ice wall, is there? Look,
I've got a
picture of it there. There's nothing the other side of the ice wall.
No, that's just our little bit, isn't it?
But if the theory, you know, we've had this theory before of these aliens being. Us in the future, what we sort of evolve
into.
That's
what I believe.
So why would they be travelling back in time to start anything with? Because
they wouldn't be a threat, would they?
Surely they're threatening their own existence, because if we don't survive, then neither will they, if that's who we evolve into. Do you know what I mean?
I believe that, but not everybody does believe that, do they?
No.
Yeah, but... But if if you got a timeline, you've got a past, a present, and a future.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we all visualise it running along like a line of text.
Yeah.
Right. So if you take that line, timeline, you have past, present, and future, and do that with it, it's all happening down at the same time. It's all there, past, present, and future.
I'll just sit this one out, if that's okay.
So, could be time travelling humans looking like. I don't know.
Wow.
The Wow.
Mad.
People tend to say, so I've read.
So you've read.
So I've read. Let's have this so I've read, yeah. So I don't get penalised for it. That they're there to help Earth. They don't. There seems to be a lot of sightings around, like there was in World War II, and any time that there's any disruption or anything like that, then there seems to be a lot of sightings.
There's loads of things.
That's quite strange, Faye, because also when there's big traumatic eruptions, as you say, like wars and things, then the reports of paranormal activity go up as well, all around wars and tsunamis and anything like major that happens.
It was like the Mothman as well, that happened with the Mothman. When he was seen, something bad happened.
Cataclysm, yeah. Something.
But in some of the old books, in the old scriptures and stuff, they do say that, you know, the little grey aliens, they are actually coming from Hal. They're travelling in them machines from Hal. That's what they're saying. They're saying like demons. And
so when I read something about aliens and it says the greys, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, they're always good.
I don't know if they're always good. I don't know about that.
I'm reading the wrong books.
No. Neckers.
The greys are there to help.
No, I don't think they are.
There's several kinds, apparently, isn't there?
Loads. Nordics.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, the greys. Other ones, what are the other ones?
Sounds like we're in for a fun time then, if they're visiting.
Like the Hindus and the like Krishna and stuff, the blue and all different colours, and the Egyptians, they've got different heads, bird heads and all sorts of... the Egyptians have got loads of different heads, haven't they? They've got bloody head of everything.
Yeah, they're all hybrids, aren't they? Yeah, well, that was one of the things on this I was watching, was that the aliens are coming back and doing testing on humans because they lost the ability to create. They couldn't get any more birth or anything. So they were taking samples. What was the name? That couple?
Betty and Barney.
They're supposed to have taken samples of some of her eggs and some of her sperm.
Were Betty and Barney?
Betty and Barney Hill. They were a couple in, I don't know if they were they
in the 50s. In the 50s, yeah.
Uh-huh. They were a multiracial couple, so it was pretty controversial at the time, wasn't it? Because it wasn't, you know.
But they supposed the reason they said they took that is because they couldn't breed anymore. So they were making hybrids of aliens and humans.
Yeah, and they did also report, I don't think it was in the, I don't know if they left it, I think it was in the original one and they left it out ever since, because they reported that the aliens that took them had what looked like German uniforms on.
Oh dear.
I can't remember if that was in the original one and then omitted out everything after.
The aliens had German uniforms.
Well, they were doing German-like, I suppose. Uh-huh. German-like. I don't know if they wouldn't have been all this a German uniform, but it was what they reminded them of. But I've heard.
Have you read it or have you heard it?
I don't know. I've watched that much stuff. I probably wouldn't have read it because I do very little reading. Because I haven't got time to read a book, but I have lots of different podcasts on and listen to different people, and the thing I heard was the grey aliens are soulless, what do you call them, soulless beings, and why they're coming back and abducting us is because they want to get back to being able to hold a soul in there.
It was Grey's, wasn't it? They said who abducted them.
I know a lot of soulless people. So well, that could be them, couldn't it?
How does anybody even know that, though?
I don't know.
How does anybody know that these greys are soulless? How does anybody know that?
No, I know that, but I can't point across because I listen to that much stuff. I'd just be guessing it. But when I listened to the person talking about
it, made sense.
Absolutely, 100% made sense. But my brain's just
terrible. I'm sure we don't know enough about those beings to know anything in depth about them, surely.
Well, you know? I was getting all excited for the forthcoming events, but now I'm not. You've put me off.
Yeah, but
what's the forthcoming event?
The UFOs and the aliens visiting.
That's going to be a fake invasion, I think.
Project Bluebeam, we're not going to say anything, are we, though, because that's conspiracy.
Oh, no.
They'll be taken off air.
Taken off air, deleted, cancelled.
Oh, dear, yeah, so I don't know, aliens.
I'm sure we will do. We need a podcast
on that, yeah, because I have some information from probed people, as we say.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we need to do one on that.
Yeah, we'll do, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've seen two UFOs.
I've seen one.
But they do say, they say, it's again something I've heard, that if you've seen one, that you've been on it.
Well, I was listening to a podcast last night and they said that you only have to, if you're ready for disclosure, because I was listening to one and they said that they are coming simultaneously to people so that you know they're not going to harm you, and you only have to ask the universe or ask the question and tell them that you are ready for disclosure and you will see something.
Isn't that very similar to what you were told about meeting Bigfoot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, no, it wasn't him.
But it was the same thing, wasn't it? You have to go out there and you have to ask them and tell them that you're ready.
You have to sit in the wood there and take some fruit and things and sing songs
to show that you were willing to meet them. Yeah.
No, you don't have to do that to the aliens.
Play a guitar and eat some fruit.
Just tell them that you're ready for disclosure.
Right.
It's funny, and it's on all these Bigfoot websites. All these little camps that the kids make with the cubs and scouts.
And it's a Sasquatch.
Yeah, it's a name for it. A Zanu. I can only just about reach in. These are supposed to be 8 foot tall, aren't they?
Or a tree that's just slightly fell
yeah,
over.
Yeah, just broke, yeah.
And then it turns into a panther.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Seen a panther.
Well, just to confirm.
Well.
Ooh,
owl. The owl and a panther, yeah.
Owl.
An owl.
Owl.
We've got a couple of owls that have started coming around where we live.
And me, to be honest, I always have two in my back garden.
Big pot in your garden, really.
Them are yours, though.
Yeah, I know.
I can hear them, and they sound really quite loud, so I'm presuming they're close, but I just can't see them.
What do they sound like?
Woo-woo.
Are you sure they're owls?
No, sometimes they twit to, and other times they like screech.
That's a barn owl screech. A barn owl doesn't hoot, it screeches.
Oh, well, I've heard both noises.
Totally owl hoot. So it could be both. No, I'm just saying, or it could be a wood pigeon.
It's a it's a Bigfoot.
Wood pigeon.
Not midnight, it's not a wood pigeon, surely.
Well, that was out on the lash.
No, I know what a wood pigeon sounds like. We've got lots of them around there. So, yeah, that was a quick shift, wasn't it, from aliens to owls?
Oh, yeah.
See how we can do that?
Yeah. We do it regularly, don't we? That's the problem. Yeah. We start off on one subject. It's no use looking up a subject, is it, really? Because you need to look up about five to get through a podcast.
Also, I think one week I'd really like to talk about the Borley Rectory case.
Yes.
Because I'm reading
the book
at the moment. Jump in, pinch the book. Oh, you said you hadn't got time to read it, so I said I'll read it first and then pass it on.
Yeah. I've only got one page when she snatched it up. I've already got the index.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Really, you haven't.
So I'm reading.
We've got a bit of a tamper.
I'm reading that at the moment. So, yeah, that's a really very interesting case, Borley Rectory.
Do you think we could try and get down and go on the land, do you think?
I don't know. It would be fascinating if we could, you know. because I think there's reports that even though it's not there anymore, it's as though it's still there because the noises and the things that they heard. I mean, of all the poltergeist cases that we've talked about and we've read about, that's even, I think, even makes Enfield sort of next to nothing, really. You know, so yeah, definitely worth talking about 1 week, that is.
You know what's going to happen now, don't you?
What's that?
Now you've mentioned it.
I'm not
going
to say
somebody else will be going down, all right? You've advertised it now, Marie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
But talking about things that aren't there and things that aren't. Yeah. I've got a couple of friends that work on the railway and they walk the lines regularly and they've seen people walking over in the air over the lines to the other side.
As if there's a bridge.
There used to be a bridge there and they've walked over that bridge.
Can we visit this bridge?
Is this somewhere local?
No, they're all quite localish.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we keep promising doing on location, don't we?
We're near gate done, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. I think I know somewhere we can do one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, we'll have to do that quite soon. Get an investigation done and do a bit of a podcast from it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a bit of quite an amazing old space that I'm sure we can use that's got a nice vibe about it.
I've seen an old man there with a cap on, so
yeah,
definitely something in there.
Definitely. Yeah, we can do that on location quite soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. So, any other news that you've got?
Any other news?
Other than balloons and UFOs and
divot
flat
boxes
earth
and flat earth.
No. So I'm going to have to teach everybody a protection spell now because of Marie.
Oh, yeah.
She's unleashed the beast.
Yeah. Oh, spit on it.
That will have to be edited.
It's another podcast.
That will have to be taken out. Won't it?
It will, yeah.
And while we're on taking out bits, do you want to mention anything about anything that you're doing here on the podcast?
Or no, not really.
No, okay.
Yes, I am.
Do you?
Yeah, we can do, can't we?
Yeah, because don't forget this is going to be aired in 3 weeks now, so
okay, so
if
we cut that big chunk out,
yeah.
And
I don't think anybody will listen to this one, though, do you?
And then if we go into, and you've got some things coming up, Nick.
Yes, we're going to be doing a meditation circle, aren't we?
Yeah.
For a limited amount of people.
Yeah. That's going to be on a Sunday or a Monday.
Either a Sunday or a Monday. We're thinking about having a bit of a social night on a Wednesday's here. And then in the not too distant future, we want to be running an introduction to ghost hunting.
Yeah, we've got it in the pipeline.
Yeah, in the pipeline, that is.
Yeah.
A number of things, really, isn't it? What we're going to be doing here.
You've got quite a bit of interest in that, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. And the ghost hunting thing, yeah, it's aimed at, well, you tell us, Marie, what it's aimed at.
Well, what the introduction?
Yeah,
it was a friend that contacted me, but come to the realisation that sometimes people who want to get into this field and are interested in the paranormal and want to go on an investigation don't really know where to go, how to start. Especially if you know, you've got none of your friends are interested in it, or your partner or whatever, so you're on your own with it. It's quite a daunting prospect, isn't it, to go and start these things on your own. So we thought, well, you know, why not have a bit of a little group where people can maybe meet somebody else that they can go investigate with, make new friends, and also learn a bit about it, show them how some of the equipment works, share some of our experiences, And then possibly, you know, all do an investigation at the end of it, and hopefully people will go away with the bug, the same as
you,
same as I've got. and yeah, and take it a little bit further with their interest. We thought that might be, and yeah, like Faye says, yeah, we've got some interest in it. So
yeah, we have, yeah, already, yeah. It's hard, see, at the beginning, isn't it? When you're watching it on telly, and I think most people will watch stuff like that on telly because it's addictive, really. The paranormal is addictive, isn't it?
Yes, very.
And they'd like to go and do something similar to what they see on telly. But they're on their own, aren't they? They've got nobody to go with, don't really know how to. So all it's going to be is really just try and get them on the right track, isn't it, to start investigating.
And for me, it would be good also if I can see that some of the people that are on their own, like I say, can meet other people on the course or the workshop, whatever you want to call it, and sort of buddy up and go and do things, and they've found somebody to go and do it with, and you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of us are experts, Nick,
no,
are we?
No,
I don't think
is.
Anybody can be an expert in it.
All it is just guiding them, isn't it, really?
But we've got our experience that we can share, so that's...
We've got a few years between us all. We've got a few years, haven't we?
Yes.
And to try and get into a paranormal group is very hard because people won't let other people in. Genuine paranormal groups, I'm on about now. Who they don't know, they don't trust, because if you're in a proper paranormal group, you're investigating, you need your team with you who you can 100% trust.
And also, I think a lot of paranormal teams don't want to let people in that don't have any experience, neither. They're not willing, a lot of, like you say, because they go out and they want you out investigating and knowing what you're doing from day one, you know. So, yeah, it is difficult at first, so we'll be doing that, and then hopefully at the end of it we can take the group out on an investigation and go from there.
Yeah, and teach them how to sit in the dark for 5 hours
in silence.
You can also guide them away from the pantomime
type things
that they'll come across as well, that, you know.
Yeah, we'll sort of cover everything, won't we?
Yeah,
you know, because the first thing you need to do when you're on a paranormal investigation is to debunk what is paranormal activity and what isn't, or what it could be, you know, instead of everything's a ghost or...
Mm. I think all of us at one point or another have been sucked into something that you don't realise is not genuine, or, you know, you think you trust somebody and then it turns out, well, you know, they weren't that trustworthy. So, yeah, it'd just be good for us to share our experiences and, the pitfalls that we've already come across, and hopefully they won't, you know, be making the same kind of mistakes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But I think the first thing we will be doing, I think it's the meditation, isn't it,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do the meditation. It'll be a circle for about 10 people, I suppose. You know, just keep it nice and 10 to 12 people. Keep it nice and intimate. And it's something we all do anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all meditate. And I didn't believe in any of it. 5, 6, well, it's longer than that, isn't it? It's longer than that now. And then Nick got me into it, and I've never looked back. I've been doing it ever since.
But you've got to remember, just COVID was only... 4 years ago.
I know, it's mad, isn't it? I know, you're thinking, oh, it's only this way, isn't it?
And then hopefully you'll have some more things coming up after that, maybe.
Yeah, I may be running some rune courses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to be on that.
Maybe some tarot
yeah,
readings.
Yeah, I'll get somebody in for tarot. And
might go down the shamanic drumming sessions and
past
things,
life regression.
Yeah.
We've got a lot in the pipeline. It's we've got some good friends, haven't we, who are very good at what they do, and just got to convince them now, haven't we? No. We've got some very good friends who are pretty good at what they do, so it'll be good.
Yeah. It will be good.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So, I say watch this space.
No,
but
don't ever say
no,
that.
No, no, no. Watch this space for the coming
it.
News. No, so I think the first week, hopefully, the first week in March, I think, we'll be doing a meditation. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
and
that
then the
out, that's not next week, it's a week after.
Yes, that's right. And then I'm sure the other bits will follow closely behind.
Might
so.
Even be next week, yeah.
Yeah. You do it as well. There's no point in saying on you it's going to be next week because this will be out before then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course it will. Forget what I've just said.
This isn't going to be out till March.
Yeah, so when you came last week on the meditation, I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. And then the building that.
So all that was pointless, wasn't it, really?
The building that. That we'll be doing these things in is a bit special as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's, how old is it, Nick?
1700 and something, yeah. He says. Yeah, it was the old hunting lodge for the Duke of Sutherland. He used to keep his dogs downstairs, we were upstairs. So, I don't know what he kept upstairs. But, us now.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to all of that. Exciting times.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spooky box will be here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you need to have a little look at that.
Yeah, all this we've just talked about then, we'll have already started it, haven't we?
Well.
You've told me tell everybody what's coming until they've already come. We're over with. Want it?
Yeah, so.
Well, we might be able to put this one out earlier than some of the others. You could swap them around, couldn't you, Nick?
Yeah.
Not now, not now, I've just said all that.
Just cut that
cut
out.
Oh, right,
just,
okay, yeah.
This will end up about 10 minutes long by the
well,
time he's
think,
taken
yeah.
everything out.
We can either use it as a time slip
yeah.
or.
Yeah. Yeah, because I have chatted some shit on this one.
We all have. That's the point. That's the point.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
That's what happens when no one gives you a topic.
That's
Nick.
Me? Oh, I think Nick Taft's in charge of the podcast,
oh,
I thought.
Oh,
oh.
Oh, just editing.
Nick.
I'm editing.
Yeah. That's editing. It then, you're in
it
charge.
Must be
aren't
one
you?
Of you two then.
What?
I'm in charge of tea and coffee.
Do you know how many times we put on the group chat, so what we're talking about this week then? And nobody ever answers.
So what you could actually do then is, right, you pair, this is what we're talking about.
Instead of telling us what we're not talking about.
You should put it on the Facebook page and ask what they want us to talk about.
Yes, so get writing.
Do you have a topic you want to listen to? And I do know there's plenty of emails coming because I've seen them.
Yeah.
But I need to split, well, it depends on what. We need a topic so that I can split them all up and put them into where.
I think then the next one, I think we ought to do it then on aliens.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a chance to read the ball directory thing first.
That's not about
aliens, is
no,
it?
No, I know.
Oh,
I'm just
so you
saying.
Want to read that before?
Actually, I know some stuff about the ball directory, but it's poltergeist, isn't it?
Yeah.
Legendary, aren't they?
A mental poltergeist at that.
I don't know anything about this one, so I'm going to have to catch up.
Crazy.
There's some crap programs on Amazon and that. Watch them first.
Will it give me a baseline?
Yeah,
might put you off it, though, because they really are quite rubbish.
I'm a better YouTubing.
What is good, what you need to watch is that Michigan Hell House.
Right, okay.
New one on Discovery Plus. That's a poltergeist case.
What's
really,
that
really
Michigan?
Interesting. Michigan Hell House.
Okay, yeah.
So,
is that a real case?
Yes.
Just a film or a documentary?
It's a doc. It's that Steve Shippey.
Right.
And Cindy Kaiser.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And they go into the true story. They interview the kids that are obviously older now, obviously, but still alive. And they interview them and they go to the house and they try and get, you know, to the bottom of what was happening and why it was happening. And and they've got all the old video tape recordings.
That wasn't the one where they were holding parties at the house and they were going down into the... No, not that one.
No. Apparently it was... I don't know what the word I'm using now. We're not using this in the podcast, are we?
Yeah, I love it.
No, please don't.
Steve Shippey was Prozac, wasn't he? Used to be called Prozac.
Don't know, was he?
When he was a rapper.
He was a rapper? Are you taking the pee?
No.
Prozac.
Prozac the rapper.
Yeah,
and his wife diazepam.
When we used to go fighting, I used to be called Viagra because I was dead old.
Oh, that's another podcast, that is, Nick. Blimey.
So yeah, I think apparently it was where the film Poltergeist. They got the idea from that, from this particular case. Yeah, so...
Did they have a little girl that used to touch the tally?
No.
Caroline. Go into the light, Caroline.
Stay away from the light, won't it?
Now that's a conspiracy.
Oh, the actor, actress.
Little actress, yeah.
She was only 12, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So anyway, so thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
If there's anyone listening.
If there's anyone left.
If there's anybody left.
If there's anybody else alive out there. I'll be coming visit you in my K2.
Yeah. Any questions, you can post them on the page or email us at contact@... what's that? What is the email? Oh my God, what's the email?
Please don't listen to this podcast before you've listened to any others. Yeah. As you won't listen to them.
I'll have to cut that one, boys, at the beginning then.
Yeah.
So if you've got any questions, you can email us at contact@ghostencounters.org. Yeah,
we like the emails because we get quite a few. Yeah, they're really interesting to read those on.
Or you can just message us through the Facebook page. So if you want to, if anything you want us to talk about, any questions you want to ask,
maybe
or
we should one week just do a question answer thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
using all of the emails,
or even if you've heard us talk about something and you disagree and you've got a different theory you want us to discuss, then that's fine as well.
Come bash me on over the head with a flat earth map or something. Alright, you can do that. Bring it on. Don't mind. But yeah, call it a day at that, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.